In the time of the Halakha Baal Shem Tov, a gzeira was decreed that a Yiddish settlement should be destroyed, Rachmana Litzlan. The Baal Shem Tov called his chaverim from the hidden tzaddikim, Reb Mardechai and Reb Kahas, to make a bezdin that will search for an etzah to be mevatel the decree. The Baal Shem Tov made an aliyas haneshama. His neshama went up to the hechalos above, and he saw that the gzeira was already sealed and can't be taken back. On his way back through the hechalos, he saw in one hechal a very great light. He saw that this is the hechal of a simple villager who completes the Tehillim 5 times daily. He would say Tehillim constantly during his work, even in such places that weren't so clean. Being the simple Jew that he was, he didn't know any better. And these are the letters of Tehillim that are shining. The Baal Shem Tov traveled to this villager and told him, if you would know that with your Olam Haba, you can save an entire Jewish settlement, would you give it away? The simple Yid responded, if I have Olam Haba, then I give it away. And the Gzeda was taken away. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Yiyu l'ratzoin imrei fi, that David HaMelech requested that the words of his mouth should be done, written, and engraved for all generations. The Medrash also tells us that everything that David said in his Sefer is for himself and for all Yidden and corresponding to all times. The year Tafresh Pei Zayin, the year the Friedeke Rebbe was arrested, was a very fearful year in Lubavitch. On Simchas Torah that year, the Friedeke Rebbe begged the Hasidim to accept upon themselves Beli Neder to say Tehillim, every day a portion the way it's divided for the days of the month. Later, when the Friedeke Rebbe was already in his city of refuge, Kastrama, he expressed himself, before Tafresh Pei Zayin, I was very scared. I wasn't thinking about myself, I was thinking for the Chassidim's sake. Before I instructed to start saying Tehillim, it was very difficult for me. On the day the Friedeke Rebbe was arrested, a note written in pencil, the Ksav Yad Kotshoi, was found on his table, which read, listen, Chassidim, and all Yidden which hope for Mashiach. Give over in my name to all Hasidim in the world that I instructed that in all Hasidish shuls, after Shachris every day, including Shabbos, they should say a Shir Tehillim the way it's split up by the days of the month, with a minyan followed by Kaddish. All market people, businessmen, which are at least Hamisha, should go to Shul to Davin and be there while Ein Yaakov is being learnt. Then Hashem will help them with Parnasa Berevach. Hasidim you should tell that I command them, and other Yidden you should tell them that because of Avos Yisrael and the benefit of Yidden, I beg them to join too. And Hashem should help all with a glikliche year, Beruchnius and Begashmius. We should be zeiche to Agula Shlema through Mashiach. Amen. The Rebbe related at a Fabrengen. People once spoke to the Tzemach Tzedek about the saying Tehillim of his Rebbetzin. The Tzemach Tzedek felt they weren't speaking about it with the full respect expected. So he told them that when he was in Peterburg for the famous Asifas HaRabbonim concerning Chinuch of Yiddish children, it was her Tehillim that took him out of Peterburg. The Rebbe concluded, from here we can see the great importance and the power of saying Tehillim, especially when said in a simplistic way. Rebbetzin Chana writes in her diary about the time she spent in Kazakhstan with her husband, Reb Levick. She describes how at one point she was very ill with an unknown sickness. Reb Levick sat at a little table and was saying Tehillim while streams of tears were coming out of his eyes. She would lay in bed and watch him saying Tehillim with a broken heart that could move even a stone. She concludes, "I believed and believe till today that this is what helped me get out of that dire situation." The Tzemach Tzedek related that when he was in Peterburg, he traveled to Kronstadt, which was nearby, upon the request of many Yiddish soldiers who were serving there and wanted to see the Rebbe. The army men made a parade in honor of the Tzemach Tzedek. They turned to him and said, "We worked a lot for you to shine the buttons on our uniforms. Now you work for us to polish on a shamus which became so grub." And they broke out crying. Many of the soldiers knew Tehillim by heart and would say it while polishing their buttons. The Tzemach Tzedek said for them a mimer in Yiddish, beginning with the words, "Machisi ka'av pesha'echa." Afterwards he said, "In order to polish buttons, one must use soil and water. Soil are the letters of Tehillim, and water are the tears which cleanse." The Friedeke Rebbe said at a Fabrengen, "When one sees another davening with his oiderus and gets inspired, but is not yet shyach to it, he should not cool himself off. Rather, he should put it away in his pocket until he will be holding on the level. Then he should utilize it. One should say a Hartzige Kapitel Tehillim with tears, begging by Hashem that he should be holding by this. One must daven a lot with tachanunim, that Hashem should help him daven. One must betzich eis by Hashem to open up his heart." The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Parsha Shlach, how Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua to save him from the Eitzah of the Meraglim, and how Kalev went to Chevron, to the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, to daven there that he should be protected from the scheme of the Meraglim. The Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom, the Tzemach Tzedek told Reb Hendel in Yechidus, "Zohar lifts up the nefesh. Medrash arouses the heart, and Tehillim with tears washes out the keli, the vessel." May Hashem listen to our tefillos and send us Mashiach right now. The phone line will, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, be updated on Monday, Lamed Sivan, the first day of Chodesh Tammuz.